Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Where you get all your sex and dating information that you need is right there, because we've got hundreds of shows about every topic that you've ever imagined in your entire life is all there. We've talked about it. We've discussed it. And today we're even discussing more. Today's show, we're going to talk about why they didn't call you back, why he or she did not call you back after the first date. What did you do wrong? What was the trigger? We're going to get into that. We're also going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some topics include faking orgasm, sex with your ex, masturbation, and other stuff like that. You know, the huge. Hey, Madness, what's up?
Nothing much. I am excited to be here with you. The holidays are coming.
I know. It feels it, doesn't it? Like, yeah. It feels that the holiday, they are coming, but it, like, yeah. You can feel it in the air.
Yeah. I mean, it's Thanksgiving for America. Because we have a lot of international
listeners. We do have a lot of international listeners. But we do have a big Thanksgiving coming up. I'm going to Michigan for a week with my family.
I know. I'm very disappointed. I think you totally dodged it so I couldn't go. Because when you first announced that you might be going to Michigan, I said, oh, I totally want to go. Totally want to go. And then you're like, oh, I'm not going. I'm not going. I go, okay, cool. Then I made other plans.
You would not have come to Michigan.
Once I made my plans, you're like, oh, I'm going to Michigan. See, you totally set all that up.
So
I
don't come to Michigan.
I
want to
go. I would have totally go. I love going to
Michigan. I know. And you could have met some cute Midwestern girls.
I would have loved it.
I know. But you're going to Vegas. But I really want to go to Vegas. I'm kind of envious of that.
I
need like a good Vegas weekend. It's been a while. It's been like years since I've had like a crazy Vegas weekend.
I would totally show you around Vegas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We would have a blast. I think we should.
Haven't I been mentioning that?
Why don't
for
we do
like
a sex-only show from Vegas?
That's what I've been saying. I'm going to lose my mind.
I know. I'm sorry. I do pay attention to what you say all the time. But
I've been asking for us to do a show in Vegas because we can finally get the drunk show out of the way, which we should have done like 100 episodes ago.
I know.
And we'd be in a safe environment where we can – well, I don't know how safe
we'd
be.
Have we not done the drunk show yet?
No.
Oh, my God. We were going to do it at like show 69 or 169 or something.
Yeah, we promised that so long ago to the listeners, and I feel so bad that we haven't done it.
I felt
we
bad
just
too.
Never, we're just never in a good place where we can do it.
I know. We can't, like, right now we're at Stitcher Studios, which we love Stitcher. Stitcher is an app that you can download for your smartphone, Stitcher. Really easy to listen to Sex with Emily that way. Anyway, they probably wouldn't be psyched if we showed up with, like, a keg or something.
Yeah, and we're just totally
bottles
plastered.
Of champagne. What would you want? What would you want? You want. What do you drink again? Margaritas or?
Yeah, some nice tequila. I'm really into, I said on the show that I special ordered Justin Timberlake's tequila, the 901.
Did you get it?
Yeah, it tastes a lot like Patron.
Okay.
Also, I'm really into, I don't know how available it is across the country, but Tres Agaves is a cheaper.
Yeah, that's good.
Get the clear. It's a cheaper tequila, but it's really good. And then I got this new tequila that's really fancy.
You're such a connoisseur.
Yeah, from Sean Parker's party, uh-huh. which I'm really excited about.
You haven't cracked into it yet?
I do, but only special occasions. Because
like if I came over and you invited me over, yeah, we'd have some.
It's a $280 bottle of tequila.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I'm not going to just finish it off one
no,
weekend
no,
for
no, no,
no, reason.
You're not. Okay.
Yeah, it's 105
I don't
proof.
Have any alcohol sitting around that's like...
You don't? Anything.
No, I don't have enough alcohol in my house.
You have a liquor store by your house, though.
That's exactly right. I still have tequila, though, left over from when you were over that time.
I know.
Months ago.
You made me an excellent margarita, but then...
I forgot how.
You forgot how to make it again.
I got to write it down. But I'll make you another one sometime. I promise. So what's going on? Any dates coming up?
No. Again, just extremely busy with work right now. We have some holiday shows with artists and three of them. Are you going to come out to any of them?
Yeah, I totally want to come out to them. Yeah. Like in you said
it's
like
December. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I'll be
you
there.
You should come out to the one that we have Florence and the Machine and Mumford and Sons.
Okay.
I think
oh, I
like
Mumford and Sons, sort of.
Yeah. They're
kind of like all sound the same, all their songs. And then after a while, you get kind of tired
they're
of them.
They're very banjo-ish, but I think you can.
I want to come if we get like special passes and stuff.
Yes, you will be so VIP if you roll.
That's I just roll VIP.
Yeah.
And just because I hate lines and crowds sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, no. It's going to be really fun.
It's December what?
December.
I got it down.
There's
okay,
three
you don't
of them.
Know.
I think it's like the 9th.
So you're busy. I'm busy with work too, but
I'm
having
dates.
It's
on a Friday too, so
okay.
No work the next day.
Perfect.
Just get hammered.
I love it. We are due for that, Menace.
Mm-hmm.
We are totally due for
so,
that.
So can we set up the Vegas trip?
Yeah. When do you
think? Which hotel do you want to stay at?
I don't even know what's cool right now in Vegas.
Cosmopolitan is where I'm staying. It's the newest hotel.
Okay. Let's do it.
But you seem more of a Wynn type.
I like the Wynn. That's where yeah. I stayed. I actually went 2 years ago and I stayed at the Wynn something.
Well, the Cosmopolitan is supposed to trump the Wynn, so I'm
well, okay,
see.
So then why would I not like the Cosmopolitan?
Because you
why?
Don't know about it yet. And you're like, oh, it's Cosmopolitan, I'm all about the
Wynn. I'm not a snob. I'm not a hotel. Well, I am a hotel snob. I shouldn't say that I'm not. I like the 5-star hotels. If I can swing it. So
you promised me also if we go to Vegas that you will shoot guns with me.
Yeah, where? I've never done that.
There's a gun range right
off the
strip.
Of course there's a gun range in Vegas.
Oh, my God. And you can shoot, like, Berettas, M16s. And another radio show I used to do, there was a girl that's even smaller than you, and she was shooting M16.
I'll totally do it.
It was hilarious.
But you're not shooting anything,
no,
right?
No, you're just shooting targets.
Yeah, I should do that. I've never done that before.
You never shot a gun?
Never.
In your life.
I'm kind of scared now, thinking
why?
About it.
No,
I don't know.
We'll get you a little tiny gun first. They have like pink ones too.
Oh, I want a pink gun.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I
I've never thought about shooting guns before, but I think it'd be a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I never want to do it while I'm here, but when I'm in Vegas, you know, you're out of your element.
When in Vegas.
Shoot guns.
Exactly. So I think that's would be a good thing for us to do. We'll shoot guns, we'll get drunk, and gamble. I have good luck in Vegas too.
Good, because I need money. So if you can win some
dude,
money for me,
all
that'd
need
be
money.
Amazing.
We all need money. But, so today, okay, there's one thing. I just got to give a shout-out to Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Intern Toy Day reviews are coming up the next few weeks, few months.
Really?
We're doing intern toy sex toy reviews, which are always so fun because you never know what my interns are going to do with their sex toys. They're getting, like, apparently they all got to pick what they wanted from Adam and Eve. They got C-rings, cock rings. They got porn DVDs, vibrators. They got a bunch of stuff. So they're going to come on and actually use them and talk about that. And also, one of the interns even shopped on the Adam and Eve mobile site. You can look up porns and vibrators while on the bus or walking around the streets of San Francisco because Adam and Eve has a new mobile site. And the best thing is if you use coupon code Emily at checkout, you get 50% off most items, a free adult DVDs, 3 free gifts, and free shipping. Free shipping is my favorite thing. Like, I hate tacking on for shipping.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Charge me more for the product and don't even tell me that you're getting, but just give me free shipping.
Yeah, because.
Not that Adam Eve does it, they don't, but they give you free shipping.
Yeah, it totally sucks when you're like, oh, I'm getting such a great deal.
Yeah, and then they're like, $25 for shipping your vibrator. I'm like, what? They don't do that there at Adam
yeah,
and Eve. We
yeah.
love Adam and Eve.
It's cool. My buddy owns a company, and then he's very proud to say that he has free shipping around the world. Which is kind
wow.
of cool. He just started doing that.
That's amazing.
So
yeah, free shipping. I'm such a fan. Such a fan. Okay. Yeah. We could get into a little news.
News? What do you got?
Well, this is what I got for you. Pomegranate perks up sex life and fights heart disease. Pomegranate is virtually nature's elixir that can help stave off heart disease, relieve stress, and perk up your sex life. A 2 million pound study, has found that an extract of the whole fruit, including pith, peel, and seeds, was given to 60 volunteers every day for a month in the form of a capsule. They found a significant decrease in a marker associated with cell damage, which can cause impaired brain, muscle, liver, and kidney function, as well as aging effects of the skin. This decrease, an unknown benefit of eating pomegranate, slows down the oxidation or rusting. So anyway, this helps with your sex life. And it's I didn't know all this about pomegranates. Did you? I like pomegranates.
Pomegranates.
They're out now.
Yeah, well, pomegranate, you know.
It's a superfood, and they help you with your sex life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Palm Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's been, like, huge for the past couple of years, right?
There's always, like, new trendy fruits, though, and vegetables.
Well,
but pomegranate's been around for a while.
The trendy thing, and I've totally followed into the I fell into the trend totally, 100%. I love the coconut water
Me
trend.
Me too. I'm obsessed with it.
All about it.
I'm obsessed with coconut water.
I don't know about the flavored ones, but just all natural.
Do you get the pulp or without pulp?
I get without pulp.
Oh, I like it with the pulp because then at the end you shake it and you get these chunky pulps.
These little white chunks coconut. In your mouth.
I want one now. I love the white chunks in my mouth. Menace. How'd you know?
But I
maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah, just these little white.
If only semen tasted like coconut.
Yeah,
it does not.
I heard if you drink enough, it might start tasting.
You think
like
I
it.
Would have been by now?
But,
okay.
My favorite brand is the, and they're not an endorser or anything like that. It's the ZICL. I heard Madonna endorses it.
Oh, I don't even know what brand mine is. It's the really big can that's like $2, and it's always like, oh.
Does that have the parrot on it? You got to watch out because some of them.
I don't get the parrot one.
Yeah, because they have some of them have
sugar. I don't want sugar.
Yeah.
I just want the coconut water. Yeah, that's what I get. So good. Oh my God. We both like the same thing.
After
can we make alcohol drinks with it?
Yeah. I mean, like some tiki drinks and stuff like that.
Okay.
I need to get up on my tiki combinations. I don't know if I ever talked about this. I had to do a background check recently and list all the certifications that I have. Did you know that I went to bartending school?
No.
I did. I didn't tell people too much, but you know that I used to work at a bar.
When I met you.
Yeah, I had to learn how to make those type of drinks. So I need to brush up and like read my manual again, and then I'll make some cool tiki drinks.
That is so cool.
Yeah, because I said I went to Disneyland, and they have a tiki bar at the Disney Hotel. And it made me fall in love again with like trying to make those.
I totally would love you to make that. That's why you're so into drinking and you're a bartender.
Why?
I don't know. Like, what are the tiki drinks though exactly?
Tiki drinks are like really fruity type drinks. And
oh,
stuff like that.
Okay.
But they have like a lot of rum in them and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
I just want you to make me drinks more often. Okay. That's all I want. And
done.
We're gonna do our drinking show. Okay. Katy Perry needs babies.
Does she?
Katy Perry and Russell Brand just celebrated their one-year anniversary, which is like 5 years in Hollywood time. So naturally, everyone wants to know when Katy Perry plans on starting a family. The 27-year-old singer told Ellen DeGeneres on her talk show that she would love to have children. I think that's one of the reasons you get married, she said, especially the person you marry. You think that person is going to be a good partner, a good parent. But I'm not sure it's time yet. We'll see, you know? When asked if the singer wanted to have a lot of children, she replied, If it doesn't hurt the first time, I'll keep popping them out. I wonder if they're going to stay together, Katy Perry and Russell Brand.
She seems to be head over heels for him.
I know, right?
So, I mean, I'm not knocking them breaking up. I totally applaud them sticking together, even though he's like conformed as a certified man whore that he is very in love with his woman. Because, you know, some guys were like, oh my God, if I was with Katy Perry, I would never cheat on her. But he's just in the UK, he is just as popular or even more popular than Katy Perry. So he can get any chick that he wants to.
Right.
So, you know,
maybe
I applaud
really
him.
In love.
Yeah. And why are you rooting for them to break up?
I'm not. I'm just saying that they probably will break up soon. So, budget airline to offer porn as in-flight entertainment. Irish budget airline Ryanair, which I've flown before, is known for its bizarre, controversial cost-cutting measures and headline-grabbing tactics, the most notable example being CEO Michael Leary's proposal to charge passengers a euro per bathroom visit. Wow. For this reason, the airline has established a rep for basically being the Gary Busey of the aviation industry, which is why it shouldn't come as a surprise that those students aren't offering porn on flights, allowing budget-conscious travelers to get off after takeoff. Would you watch? Well, you don't want your neighbor next to you jerking off or watching porn?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely been on planes where I kind of peeked and they're like, they're not looking at porn, but...
Ooh, but what are they looking at?
They're looking at girls in bikinis and stuff like that.
Guys do that, really?
That's crazy to me. And it sucks because sometimes, because I'm friends with a lot of suicide girls, and then there's nudity, a lot of nudity in that. And sometimes I'll like click on one of their links because I just follow them on Twitter, and I don't know what it is. And then it would just pop up on the plane, and I have to like...
You're like, I swear it wasn't me. I was just clicking on a suicide
I swear
girl.
I'm not totally masturbating on it. But I mean, if it's a bunch of adults and you got a bunch of guys right next to you, I'm sure they're not going to mind if you share.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, look at this. I mean, it's not something that I would do.
Right. I wouldn't do it either on an airplane, but they say hotels around the world have it, so why wouldn't we? Because you're sitting next to all these people, and I don't want a guy jacket. Whatever. Men are already jacking off at the wrong inappropriate times. I don't want some guy splooge to come on my pants while we're flying. I don't want to do that.
And you know what? It's I don't know. It's tough these days for airlines.
I know it is tough to make it, but that just seems desperate.
Well, desperate times.
But I like Ryanair. It is cheap, and I have flown Ryanair before, so I'm not saying I'm not going to fly Ryanair. Okay, David Arquette and Courteney Cox, they say they're over. They won't reconcile.
Why is this just coming up now?
I don't know. It was in the news. She was sad. We were sad. We both cried. She said because she was talking about it publicly, but they're not going to repair their broken marriage. That's just what I got for you today.
Yeah, I mean, David Arquette has definitely been out there dating, hanging out with a lot of girls.
Yeah. But they were together a while in like Hollywood terms. They were together how long? 11 years they were married. That's all. To me, that is not a failure. That's not a failed marriage. That's like a really good 11 years you put into it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a cynic or whatever, but I'm like, that's pretty good run.
And he's had problems with sobriety. And I actually know people that hang out with him, and they said that he's doing really well.
Oh, good. So he's sober now, huh?
Yeah. So he's just moving on to the next thing. On to the next thing and trying to get his act together. But they are doing a movie together. So,
oh, they are?
I mean, they're totally cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's another Scream coming out.
That's good to know. After 11 years together, you'd think that, and you have a kid together, that hopefully your divorce is amicable enough that you could work together.
So, they're still totally friends.
That's good. Yeah. I like Courtney. I like them. I like her. People say I look like her a lot, so that makes me feel good.
I don't believe that.
I don't see that at all, but I get that a lot.
Maybe some of the same mannerisms.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
Like when I go like this?
Yeah.
When I talk with my hands like I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some emails.
All right. From the people.
From the people. We love hearing from the people. Thanks for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Emily, I recently found your podcast and I've been working my way through all the episodes. The real purpose for my email is to ask for some advice on my situation. I have been married for 15 years this June, but in October 2009, my wife wanted to leave me. We have been trying to save our marriage since then, but it never really improves. I'm moving out this week to my own apartment to give a space. My parents were divorced when I was young. Our shared religious beliefs and that we have two children, I am having a very hard time calling it quits. I know this is extremely simplified, but we are just prolonging the pain by continuing to try and save the marriage? We tried counseling, but it only seems to make our relationship worse. At the current state, my wife feels trapped and unsupported on her new career, while I feel like I only get the leftovers of her near the end of the day. Additionally, our sex life has died off. Specifically, there isn't a strong connection anymore. It feels like my wife is off in a distant land and not in the moment with me. Since I'm moving out on my own, I've joined Match.com. Is that a huge mistake? Thanks so much.
No.
There's no name to it, so that's anonymous. No, it sounds like you guys, since October 2009, it's 2011. It's hard for me to say because you didn't give me a lot of details. You said that counseling didn't work for you. I'm wondering, when I hear couples say that, I want to know how many times you went to counseling. Like, couples who go twice, it doesn't work. You need to go for months. You need to go for months and months and work on your relationship. Because if you really want to save it, you both have to really, really work at it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you got the right therapist either. So... I would say that.
I was going through that. I went for months.
Did you with someone?
Yeah.
Someone and you were married to?
I wasn't married, but I was dating.
I know you weren't married.
Yeah, but there was, after a while, there wasn't any progression, and I just knew how to cut my losses. That's all.
So I would say your parents divorced when you're young, your shit, but it sounds like, and it also sounds like you're having transitions right now, which happens with couples. She's got a new career, and you feel like you get leftovers at the end of the day because she has two kids. She probably just, it sounds like you have two kids together. She just went back to work, so she's probably exhausted and not used to working, or maybe it's a really stressful job, whatever it is. And then you feel like she's not bringing it like she was. So it just sounds like you guys have to reprioritize it, but reprioritize your relationship. She's like, I got a job. And you're like, you got a job, but you got nothing left for me. So it sounds like you're having the same argument over and over again. So a therapist can help you get through that. But it sounds like you are moving out, getting your own apartment. And if you are, and you feel like you've done, if you truly feel that you've done everything and you're moving out and doing your own thing, I don't think there's a problem joining Match.com. Millions of people have joined Match.com and found other dates and found people. So I don't think it's too soon if you're ready, if you're really over it. But if you're still thinking you're going to get back together and it's going to work, it might be hard for you to date. It could be a waste of time. Because if your heart's still with someone else and you're trying to date, it could be hard to do.
But once you get out there and you see somebody, you're going to start forgetting about that other person. Guaranteed.
Not always.
This has happened to me a billion times.
Well, they say you got to get under to get over.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's easier to start forgetting.
Okay.
But if you find yourself hanging out with somebody and still thinking about the last person, then you need to stop hanging out with the person that you just started hanging out with, because that's not cool.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Okay, well, good luck to you, Anonymous. What?
I forgot to put on deodorant today, and I hate that.
Oh.
I'm freaking out.
Really?
Because we had to walk up all the freaking stairs, and it's hot in here.
Is that the smell? Just kidding. I don't smell
you. You know
at
all. Me. I'm afraid of, like, bad breath, and
Stop at the drugstore on the way home and buy some deodorant.
I just didn't have time. I was going to stop here before I got here to put some on. Didn't have time. Now I'm freaking out constantly think about it. I can't even do the show. I'm thinking about my armpits.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously.
Do you want to go to the bathroom and like...
No, because
we could just put it on hold for a second?
No.
You're going to be fine. You know what you should do? You should go to the bathroom, put soap under your armpits, do that, and then go buy some deodorant.
I'm going
to
faint.
You're going to be fine, and you're sitting far enough away from me that I can't smell you, so don't worry about me. Okay. Dear Emily, just heard the highlight clip regarding faking orgasms. As a man who's been married for 7 years, I can say yes, men do fake it. I have, and I know friends who have. It's not done very often, but sometimes when we're both drunk, I have faked it. When I've had a whole bucket of beer, it can take a very long, long, long time to come, so I just get bored and make the motions. Get faster, deep thrust, twitch, and stay still with some noises. She has never said anything, but as I say, it's when we're both drunk, so don't know if she guesses or not. But as things are pretty damp down there anyway, how'd she know? Great shows. John from the UK. Men do fake it. We were talking about faking orgasms like on a show recently, and a lot of men, whenever we talk about faking orgasms, there are guys who do it. I don't know. I mean, I think – but there are some times where I'm with a guy, and I'll be like, did you just – because I can't tell. Like, I don't know if he did or not. But if you're wearing a condom, you can easily, like, rip off the condom and be like – oh, there, you know, throw it away, pretend there was cum in there. But if you, I feel like if you usually come inside your partner, that they'd be able to tell. Because you go to pee and then the cum comes out.
Yeah. I mean, I never.
To be graphic and true.
I mean, I never encountered that. I mean, usually this finish yourself off. You don't fake it. You're like, oh, hey.
Or you just sometimes, but have you ever not been able to have an orgasm to cum? Because you're too drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you don't fake it. You're just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you wouldn't fake it. But some guys fake it because they feel everyone. The only reason people fake it is because they feel so insecure.
Yeah.
Like that other person's going to judge them. But just be honest, people. Everyone, men and women, should just stop faking it. It doesn't do any, does a disservice. So what if you were too drunk? And so then, you didn't come.
Yeah. And then you, if you're spending the night, you just take a nap, wake up, and then you have sex again and you're cool.
Exactly. Hi, Emily Menace. My name is Mikael, 22 years old, from Denmark. I got my first girlfriend at age 16 and was a virgin before that. We were together for 4 years and went through a lot together. I really loved her, but eventually we grew apart. My problem is that since we split up 2 years ago, I have not been with any other girls. I tried online dating and met with a girl, and the date went really well, but just dinner and nothing more. Then I put on a couple of pounds, and my self-esteem has been totally shattered.
I feel ya.
And to make it all more weird, my ex called upon me and asked to meet about old times. I went and we had hot sex again, but I don't have feelings for her anymore and she really doesn't get it. I would like to meet up with other girls so I can move on for real. Any thoughts on how I can do that? Do I start working on my physical shape first?
Yes.
How do I boost my self-esteem? Please, please, please. I need some help to move on. Look forward to future podcast, Mikal. Okay, so, Mikal.
Sorry
I kept
interrupting. I just feel like I wrote half of this letter.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's your weight that holds you back from dating?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh.
I believe it does. But do you know what? And then also, like, when I did, I've gotten older and thinking about it, it's like, all right. I do weigh like 40 pounds than I normally do. I weigh more it's a long freaking day.
Yeah.
40 pounds heavier than I normally do. And I just think, okay, if I can find some chick that likes me now.
Right.
Like this, then okay, then she's a cool ass chick, you know, and then I can get in shape.
Right.
But I mean, there was a lot of chicks when I was 40 pounds.
Seriously, 40 lighter. Pounds? I would never think that you needed to lose 40 pounds.
No, but that's how much I weighed.
But we're never going to go back to how we were when we were like,
but that's
10
not,
years ago.
That's not like too long ago.
How long ago? Didn't you gain 40 pounds? I've known you for...
Yeah.
Were you 40 pounds lighter when I met you?
Yeah, I can show you videos.
I'm trying to remember.
Only like 5 years ago.
I know, but I just don't think of you like... But it does affect your self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
and it does make you think like you. So I would say, yeah, anything that can help your self-esteem would be great, because it sounds like you're having a hard time meeting women because you're feeling bad about yourself, just like Menace, and you should join the gym and start working out. I mean, really, like I know a lot of women, like I have friends like who I have get calls from friends all the time who are like, I don't want to go out tonight. I feel fat. Nothing fits me. Mm-hmm. And they just feel bad. And when you don't feel healthy, you don't really want to date. So I think that's a great way to start. And you might meet someone at the gym.
Yeah.
Mikal, you might meet someone at the gym. But I would say dating online is a good thing to do to meet other girls. And again, join it. It doesn't need, maybe if you don't like the gym, maybe there's another sport. Like a lot of cities, I don't know what it's like in Denmark, but they might have like intramural sport. What are they? Intramural or extracurricular? What are they called?
Here in co-ed?
Sports? Yeah, like co-ed sports that you could play with someone, with another, you know, and you could just meet chicks casually that way.
That's super popular, like in the Silicon Valley here in California, which is the big .com area, the young 20-somethings. They're all about that. They're playing like softball, flag football, soccer, and it's all co-ed. And that's where a lot of people are meeting each other.
Exactly.
So I don't know if it's like that there.
But that's great to play sports. Yeah. And to just start talking. This is what we always say. But if you feel like you're out of practice, it's good to just start talking to women.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go. Like talk to women, talk to men. Feel comfortable and feel confident and strike up conversations, because that will bode well for future. Mm-hmm. Just to, like a lot of guys are like tripped up about talking to chicks. They're like, if I talk to her. Just start talking to any woman you see. I mean, not like lecherously, but just like women that you find on the bus or a woman at school or a woman wherever, and just so you're comfortable talking to women, because some guys don't have those skills.
Yeah, I you know how I recommend on the show here and there, and I always say this, that it's weird coming from me because I think all that stuff is kind of dorky, but I always say if there's an improv class, you can find an improv class anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I think that's great advice.
And then that just builds your confidence to, you know, don't be afraid to be stupid in front of people.
Exactly.
And my buddy who... you know, just recently single, he decided, you know what, I'm going to try to do comedy. I'm just going to go up to open mic night, couple minutes in front of everybody, and I'm just going to try to crack a few jokes and see how that happens, right? And I was actually on the phone with my friend. It was on speaker, and my assistant was there, and she thought it was like the sexiest thing ever that he went and did.
Wow,
yeah.
That's so cool. I think that's totally, I think guys with comedy are hot. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
But just to have the confidence to go
to
up
have
there.
The any guy who performs.
I would totally die, you know, but
no, you
I would
wouldn't.
Try.
You perform every day.
I do, but
comedy's tough. Comedy's like a whole different thing.
Sometimes I've actually been there where in a situation where I'm supposed to introduce some people. I had this happen to me once where this movie Kick-Ass was supposed to I was supposed to introduce the cast of the movie Kick-Ass.
Okay.
I was in front of a huge theater of people, and they're like, oh, the cast is late. And I've already introduced, like, oh, yeah, we're here, blah, blah, special screening. And they're like, oh, they're going to be 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm supposed to stand here for 15 minutes in front of everybody? And then I was able to just, like, crack jokes and have people laughing.
So that's good. So you were great.
It was great. But I've also been in situations like
where
that again, and I was just – it was just crickets, and I wanted to
right.
die.
Like, as I've said before, public speaking is, like, the second biggest fear of everyone besides death. Like,
yeah.
People freak out.
But it's just – it's a great confidence builder.
It is. You know? Improv classes. Just, I love it. I think that's great. I've taken an improv class. I did years ago. And it's kind of, you do learn a lot from it. You just like you let things go. Like all the stuff that trips you up, you're like, I could never walk around like a duck and quack in front of people. Mm-hmm. But they make you do that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It's awesome. Okay, let's get into the show topic. Why they didn't call you back. You ever been on a date with someone and you thought it went really well and you didn't get a phone call back? She didn't call you back. You didn't call her. He didn't call you.
That has actually never happened to me. I mean, I left during in the middle of a date. I've talked about this since the show started because she was wearing too much perfume and makeup.
Right, you got nauseous.
But I have a lot of friends that are females and they go crazy when guys don't call them back.
Well, yeah, it makes us crazy. Even if we don't like them. Like I've had guys not call me after a date and I'm like, I didn't even like you, but you need to call me back.
Yeah.
Or you need to call me.
Yeah.
So most everyone's been there, right? We've had an amazing first date. Things go really well. And we're like, wow, he's going to call me. Like, this was an awesome date. And then like 3 or 4 days go by and you're like, oh, he's not calling. It's not happening. So you replay the date and you start consulting yourself and you consult your friends. And you're like, well, I did this. Is it because I talked about this? Is it because I mean, you never know. You never, ever really know. But there are some chances that it could be some of these things that we're going to discuss right now. You might have failed to connect emotionally with the person. So I know for like if a guy seems totally shut down or he just is like cracking jokes and he's not being real and he's not emotional at all, like he doesn't – not that he needs to break down in tears, but if I feel like I have an emotional connection with a guy, then I feel like we've connected. But if he feels like he's shut down and he's just talking about things that not connecting, then I probably wouldn't call him back after that. So you need to make yourself stand out among others. If it's someone you find attractive, there are definitely others who find them attractive too. You have to just – this is for men specifically because women tend to be more emotionally evolved or open on dates. Distinguish yourself at an emotional level puts you at the head of the pack as someone they can connect to in the long run. So what can you do next time? What are 3 things that I learned about them? What did I share with them? So think about it. Like believe it or not, connecting with someone is a skill that can be learned. Start talking to a woman as if you were talking to a friend. Remember to respond, and not just listen. If she's talking about skydiving, respond by talking about skydiving. Like, don't respond by going, oh, so you went skydiving? Oh, this one time I jumped out of an airplane. Is that the same thing? Or this one time I whatever. Like, just try to listen, but then also give feedback. And it's good to be personal, too. Like, say, like, I had a great time on our date last night, and I specifically enjoyed hearing about your trip to Italy. Like, it's good to be very specific. Like, that's what you would do the next time if you didn't connect. Are you rolling your eyes?
No. I was thinking about what you were just saying, and it brought up a memory that I had with a girl that I loved. She was freaking amazing. And she was telling me about a date that she was on, and she's like, I just wish that guys would learn to not say I so much.
Oh.
You know?
I know what you mean.
And then we would have such better conversations if you just kept on saying I. And then sometimes what you just brought up, I get so excited also where you're talking about something. I want to relate on a level. And I do catch myself and I make myself stop.
Good.
Where I say when she talks about something, I go, oh, yeah, I did that too. I did that too. Right. I did that too.
And you got to stop doing it.
I got to stop doing it. I catch myself. Yep. I notice it.
It is a learned. This is all hard. Stuff you can learn. If you're not connecting with someone, you can learn. And like I said, it's a skill. And if you're silent through the whole conversation and start talking about the results of the game, you just kill the date. So just start listening and connecting on a real level. Okay. Other reasons why you might not have called back if it was online and you've talked to someone, it could be because there's no profile photo. It's fine to be a little mysterious, but when you don't have a profile, we've done a show on this online dating. If you don't have a profile picture, you're probably not going to get a call back.
Creeper.
You're probably not going to get a response back.
You're a creeper.
Or if your profile doubles as a novel, statistically, shorter online profiles get more responses. Most people see very lengthy profiles as desperate and needy. Did you know that? If you do like a lengthy like soliloquy on your entire life, people are going to say like that's too much. Like it should be shorter, briefer. Yeah. Every corner of your life should not be laid out in the profile, and it should be a snapshot only to pick the curiosity, but not to tell them everything.
Yeah, I on my Instagram profile, I've been going back and forth on what it should say, because some people have like these elaborate things, like all their titles and what they're a part of. And mine says radio DJ on Live 105, director of social media, San Francisco. I love taking pictures of food and cool places I visit. Is that
good.
Cool?
That's
Is
really
that
cool. Yeah. I think that's perfect.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Why? Because you don't want to say where you work? Or you...
No, no, that's fine, because I want people to know, because I have people that search me out because they listen to me on the radio. I want them to know that it's actually me.
Right.
But
I think that's cool.
Is that quirky and quirky
No,
enough?
I think that's good. Okay. I think it sounds cool. I like it. Right. I like it. I mean, how can people find you on Instagram?
Just White Menace on Instagram. Okay. I got all the White Menaces on lock.
He's like White Menace everywhere. So
every
Twitter,
time I hear
Facebook.
About a new website, like I already locked down the username.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean a new website?
Like if I hear about a rumblings of a new website about to be big, then I just go to that website and I'll make the username and just sit on it.
Oh.
Until that website's big again. Okay. I'm really into Tumblr too, so I'm on Tumblr.
I know, you love Tumblr.
White Menace on Tumblr. White Menace on Facebook. White Menace on Twitter.
And I'm Sex with Emily everywhere except for Instagram, which I will be soon.
Except for Instagram?
Well, I don't have my iPhone yet, but I'm getting it.
I can't wait till you're on Instagram.
I know.
I'm very excited. It is my favorite. Hands
I can't
down.
Wait either.
It's going to happen today.
Yeah. My
I can't
phone. I think
it.
I am getting it today. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you say why? Because I can share stories or no.
Can I say why what?
How you're getting it or
my
no?
My brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Say it. Yeah.
That my brother's getting me an iPhone for my birthday.
That's really cool.
I know. He's awesome.
It'd be your birthday passed, right?
Yeah. He's saying it's for my birthday. My birthday's not for 6 months, but 7 months.
Wait, I thought your birthday just happened. Did I bring cupcakes for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
But he didn't get me anything.
Oh.
So he's making up for it.
I didn't get nothing
for
my birthday.
We don't ever get each other anything. He's just like being really sweet and wants to study to buy me an iPhone.
I think I brought more than cupcakes. I brought cupcakes. And
you brought the most amazing cupcakes this year on my birthday. We have a video about the cupcakes. That's how good they were.
I didn't get no cupcakes or anything on my birthday.
Oh my God.
I've
gotten you some stuff. Don't worry. Okay.
Can I share something too?
Please.
I think that's really cool because you know what? I have a younger sister and I bought like every like cell phone she's ever owned and or like iPhone.
That's so sweet.
I
Where
think
is
I got
she?
A PlayStation.
Did I meet her once?
My sister? No.
Never. Where does she live?
She is in Chico.
No. Oh, okay.
She's in Chico.
Does she look up to you?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm always giving her crap for stuff. Because she's doing things.
Did you
like...
nag her like your mother nagged you?
No.
Think about it.
Do I nag her? No. I mean, she does stupid like things on
Facebook.
She does stupid things on like Facebook where, you know, she's drinking and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's going to be good when you're looking for a job.
Right.
You know?
How old is she? She's younger.
Yeah. She's like, she just turned like 21.
Oh my God. She's a baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, she does stupid stuff on Facebook because she's young. She doesn't think about.
She's not a baby.
That everyone can see it.
Right.
So I'm looking out for stuff.
I know.
On
you're a good older brother.
But. Other than that, like, you know.
You buy her phones? That's sweet.
Yeah, I try to spoil her when I can.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel that I was really spoiled because my family was divorced. And so they would always fight on who should spoil me.
Right.
You know? And then I never got spoiled.
Oh, I want to spoil
you.
No,
I mean, my family did take care of me. They did get me things when they could. But it's just like.
I know.
You know what? If I had the opportunity.
I didn't get spoiled either, but that's how my brother feels too. He's like, I'm going to buy you an iPhone because I've been talking about it.
Yeah, and if I have the opportunity to do it, then I'll do it.
Right. And it's a new iPhone. I'm going to have a nicer new iPhone than you.
Yeah. But she should totally appreciate me because you know what? I've given her some pretty cool opportunities to my job. Like I got her when she was a teenager to meet like Paramore, which is a huge band.
Right.
Like just
You're
to hang out
brother.
With them and stuff. So she should never give me shit.
No, does she?
She does sometimes. Still gives me some attitude. I'm like, what the F, man?
Wow.
Why don't you talk to your friends and their brothers? She visits sometimes. Okay. She hasn't visited me at my new place yet.
I want to meet her. Okay, we're talking about why he or she didn't call you back. So here's some more things.
Okay.
Suggesting a late night date. If you suggest something after 8 p.m., don't be upset if your call doesn't get returned. If you're really interested in meeting someone, a first date shouldn't start at 9 p.m. A woman will surmise that someone else was scheduled for dinner and she doesn't want to be the menu. She doesn't want to be on the menu for dessert.
Wait, are you talking about like last minute asking out?
Last minute.
Like tonight, if I say, hey, what are you doing at 9?
Yeah. I'd go though.
Oh, totally.
I like late night dates, but this is just a reason why she didn't call back. A repeat offender. That could be another reason. You found the perfect yin to your yang. You're sure they are among the millions. You write to them. They don't respond within 24 hours. You write again the next day and ask them why they didn't write back. Perhaps you even write them a third time, thinking they could be the one. Some singles are just busy with work, vacations, or other activities and don't log on daily. Mm-hmm. Others have an overflowing inbox and your email get lost in the crowd. A woman will consider you needy, and there's a good chance you've entered the creep zone at this point if you keep following up. If you really think they're worth pursuing, wait a week or two and write again. Patience is a virtue, and the best things in life are worth waiting for. After two patient, well-written emails, wait. Don't keep following up. I've had guys like follow up with me every day, and it's really annoying, and I would not call them back after that.
See, it's a balance, man.
It is. You got to be balanced. You got to do two times is okay, but then get the message.
Yeah, I just don't. It's very hard because you guys are so hard to figure out because they say, oh, you know, I totally wouldn't have went out with you, but you never really pursued me. And I'm like,
You don't pursue them, Menace.
No, but there's been times like, okay, like I'll like message you online and then we'll talk or we'll have like short conversations. And I'll see that you're online, like you can message me too. And then they'll never message me. And then I'll go, okay, then I'm a freaking creep because every time we talk, it's like me initiating the conversation.
Right.
And then so I go, okay, then she's not interested.
But I always wait for guys to initiate too.
Yeah, but Jesus, every single time?
I've gotten better at that, but I used to every time, yeah.
It's like, okay, I've hit you up the past 10 times. We've had cool conversations.
Right, and then you stop after that because you're like, she never hits me up.
But that's different than hitting her up.
Well, I guess what you're saying is you might have felt like you were being creepy, so you stopped hitting her up all the time.
Yeah,
because
then
she never...
Women
have to show interest after a while.
Yeah, definitely. So then I
hate... Especially with you because you don't... Yeah. You wait for the woman to come to you.
And I hate then, okay, I stopped showing interest and then they go, okay, then what happened? I'm like, are you just effing with me?
Right.
Just
You're like, I was emailing you every day and chatting with you.
Are you just effing with me just because now you're not getting any attention and then now you just want to know what happened but you're really still not interested? That's the stuff that I think about.
That is the worst. You're right. She's just like, I just need another man, another chit. Yeah, another guy following me up.
I'm like, listen, whore. Are you down to F or what? That's what I should just say.
You should say that in the first chat. The first message. Yes. And then you'll know. And then you won't waste your time.
Whore. In the body of the email. Are you down to F or not?
Right.
This is my number. Call me.
That's good. Some girls might be into that, honey.
I should just hit up my entire contact
list
and see what happens.
Do it right now. See what happens. We're always looking for new tactics that work. Okay, finally, the last reason they might not have called is the X factor. Divorced singles are signing up for online dating sites in record numbers. Some of the biggest turnoffs for people are talking about their ex-spouses, ex-girlfriends, or even an ex-job for that matter. Everyone deserves the opportunity for a new beginning. Leave the baggage behind. Sadly, some singles use their online dating profiles as an opportunity to get back at their ex. It's just not appropriate, and it's a total turnoff. I think it's true. You really shouldn't talk about your ex on your first date at all.
Not first date, but what about if it's like third date?
I'm not saying, look at me.
I'm never going to talk about my ex, but if they start talking about their ex, that's open ground. At least you say,
I had an ex too, but I think on the first date, don't ask questions about previous relationships. Don't complain about your difficult divorce. Don't talk about your spousal support. That you share a dog with someone. Don't share online dating stories together. Just don't talk about dating or your past relationships. I know a woman who went on a date with someone and she told him on the first date, like, oh, my terrible ex, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't call her. And I think it's because, it's a stupid thing. Just don't talk about your ex on the first, second, or third date. Third date is fine, but first, second, and third, do not.
I never want to hear about your exes or your past dating
life.
I don't give an F.
I date guys sometimes for years. Well, 2.5 years is my longest relationship, but I've dated guys for a long time and we never talk about our exes. So it's really not necessary. Like fodder for conversation.
I just want to think that you're a virgin that's extremely good in bed for some reason.
Exactly.
That's
for some reason. Yeah. For some reason, I don't want to hear it.
For some reason, you know how to give excellent fellatio.
Exactly.
The butterfly, the rabbit. You just know how to do it all, and it was your first time.
Exactly. We don't want to hear about it. Men don't want to think about you being with another penis ever, except for their own. So that's
gross.
What I got for you today on why they didn't call.
How many times haven't called you?
You know, I'd say a few times it's happened to me, and it's a bummer, and it hurts your ego so bad. My ego's, like, broken into a million different pieces, and I'm like, you are really not calling me back.
Yeah.
You have really decided to not call me back.
Do you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am? But it sucks, and I never know why. And actually, I have found out sometimes the guy thinks that I'm not that serious and they want a relationship, and I probably, like, mm-hmm. shot off my big mouth and said, like, I'm not really looking for commitment right now. That was years ago. Some guy I really liked, and I slept with him, and we dated for, like, a month, and he's like, I kept doing all my, like, I don't really want to commit, or I don't mm-hmm. want to be in a relationship
he's
or something.
He's like, why am I going to waste my time on this shit?
He thought I was a waste of time.
Yeah.
And I think I did want a relationship at the time, but I was just saying stupid shit and whatever. So just be careful what you say. Pay attention to what we just told you, and that's what you got to do. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.